Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Of course, joined by Mr. Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, once again, for that USDA cattle on feed report this month. A lot of people looking at those placement numbers again. What really happened to us, sir?
We got a report that could be called neutral to a little bit bearish. It's not a terrible report, but it does not have a lot of friendliness to it either. On feed came in very close to the trade estimates at 94%. The trade was looking for 93.8. So we're still running behind last year by 6%. We have on feed right now 11.073 million head of cattle. As far as versus a year ago, Texas is down 10% on feed, Kansas down 5%, and Nebraska down 4%. Now, the on-feed number is running 4% below the five-year average. Now, placements, they came in a little larger than expected at 102%. The trade was looking for 100.3%. Placements came in at 1.876 million head. Nebraska saw an increase versus a year ago of 10% more placements, Kansas 5%, and Texas actually was down 2%. Now, on the weight breakdown, you're looking at under 600-pound category, virtually unchanged, 600 to 699 pounds, down 8%, 700 to 799 pounds, up 2%, and 800-plus pounders, up 12%. Now, we also saw placements 2% higher than what the five-year average is, and this is the first month that we've seen placements higher than a year ago in the past 8 months. Now, the marketing number is expected to be friendly. It came in a little friendlier than expected. At 106%, they was looking for 104.7%. Marketing has amounted to 1.917 million head. Nebraska saw an increase over last year by 19% on their marketings. Texas 12% more, and Kansas was unchanged. Now, marketing is now 7% higher than the 3- and 5-year averages both. Now, we also saw today a cold storage report come out. Beef stocks are 3.9% larger than they were last month, but 0.2% lower than a year ago. Now, this marketing report, this on-feed report, is not a friendly report, but the thing is, our market has seen considerable downside. Over the last 2 months, April live cattle have dropped over $10.50. March feeders have dropped over $18 to the downside. We have most of our cash this week running around 123 in the feed yards. So our markets are sitting down there very close to the lows of the current move to the downside. So I don't know whether this report will have a lot of influence on the market as much of a lot of other factors out there fundamentally, such as laying off inspectors at our beef plants in case the sequester goes on, the fact that they're still talking about Zilmax as a feed additive, that it might have to be discontinued. We have a lot of psychological things out there in this marketplace that could have an effect on the market. But at the moment, you'd have to say Monday, with today's higher close, Monday could be a little lower.